This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will. He's Jake.
You can follow us on Twitter at Will Pruitt and at Barnett Jake. On today's show, Will and Jake discuss the superstar shakeup and where they expect certain Raw and SmackDown superstars to end up. Want ad-free access to ProWrestling.net along with access to all of our audio? Head over to ProWrestling.net and sign up for .net membership. You will get full coverage, ad-free, of the Superstar Shakeup on Monday, plus an audio review of Raw after the show. Also access to the ProWrestling.net weekly audio show with Jason Powell, which he hosts and often breaks first-run news. Guys, you want all of this for as low as $5.50 a month if you take the annual option, or $7.50 if you just want to try it out for a month and see what we're about. So, Jake, coming out of WrestleMania, big announcement on Monday night. There is going to be a superstar shakedown where everyone gives half of their paycheck to Vince McMahon. Sorry, a superstar shake-up where superstars are shaken to different brands. I was reading the wrong post-WrestleMania script. My bad. We don't have a ton of time to speculate about this, which is kind of nice because we're not holding like fantasy drafts or anything like that this time around. But what they haven't exactly said what'll happen, but it sounds like essentially a WWE form of free agency or trading where the GMs are going to be able to manicure their rosters a little bit. So I'm coming to you, Jake. What do you want to see? Hit me with a move you want to see.
I guess one of the first moves that I would make is Charlotte over to SmackDown.
I had that at the top of my list.
Do you want to just divide it up by brands? Who are the Raw wrestlers that you want to see move over to SmackDown at this point?
For me, it's Charlotte, Gallows and Anderson, and Sami Zayn that I have on my list of guys that I would like to see move to, or guys and girl that I would like to see move to SmackDown.
Okay, I had Charlotte, The New Day, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and the entire Cruiserweight division.
That's quite a few more wrestlers.
I was just trying to make it seem as even as possible, because I'm assuming it's just going to be trades and they're not going to try to do any of the free agency stuff. But I'm just thinking in my head, it seems like, just based on rumor and innuendo and whatnot, that AJ Styles is going to be traded to Raw. And if in kayfabe, you know, he's like one of your top picks and the guy who over the last year built the entire brand, essentially.
I believe first round draft picks for SmackDown were Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles.
I have both of them going to Raw.
Seth Rollins, the number one overall when they did the draft, going to SmackDown.
Correct. So I'm saying if you're going to trade Dean Ambrose and AJ Styles, you're going to get, you know, some monumental stuff in return. And so Seth Rollins and the Cruiserweight division seem like decent trades. And I'm just thinking with 205 Live being on Tuesday nights, I don't know why you have that Cruiserweight division flying everywhere else on Monday, but that's just me. But I think SmackDown could definitely make better use of those characters than they've seen on Raw for the most part.
I think I like the idea of the Cruiserweight division on SmackDown. We talked about this as Survivor Series happened when the Kalisto versus Brian Kendrick match happened, with the match staying on, with the whole division possibly moving should Kalisto win. And the only thing that I don't like about it is Raw has issues filling time, and I think ideally they want to use the Cruiserweight division to do that. They haven't in recent months, but Raw loses a lot of part-timers now. I mean, maybe you keep Brock Lesnar, but Goldberg's gone. Triple H is gone. Brock is part-time, might be there on pay-per-views. You lose a lot of the guys that you were using. Undertaker's gone, for goodness sakes. You're losing a lot of wrestlers that were being used to hold down major segments of the show. And I think that time has to get filled in somewhere, be it in the women's division or in the Cruiserweight division. And I think you could do a lot more with both of those divisions, and I think Raw should.
Yeah, I'm expecting some NXT call-ups to be factored into this. I would not be surprised to see the tag team division on Raw end up getting loaded even more than it already is. I mean, New Day, the reason I'm moving them over to SmackDown in my list is because I think they've gotten a little stale and they need some fresh matchups in like the worst way possible. And SmackDown would offer that. I think the Usos and New Day could have a great feud, as well as Alpha at some point, if you get around to turning the New Day again, which would be something you'd have to do towards the end of their life as a team. But there's definitely, you know, some possibilities there. And I think SmackDown is missing some of that, humor and energy that the New Day can bring to a lot of segments. So I think that would be a good move. But in terms of, you know, the cruiserweight division, I could see it falling either way. I think they'd be better used on SmackDown, but you have a very valid point about the time frame, you know, that it's required to have them on the show. I think SmackDown has a lot less issues filling up 2 hours than Raw does that third hour. I mean, whether it's the second hour or the third hour every week, it gets pretty brutal there for a couple of segments.
Yeah, and I'm with you on the New Day moving to SmackDown as you talk about it. I think they find a way. They would find a way to add a little bit to that show and be able to do some different stuff. I think SmackDown's also a brand that wouldn't really have a problem splitting, say, Big E off to go after the world title or Intercontinental or U.S. title. I assume if you're moving Dean Ambrose, I assume you have Kevin Owens. You mentioned Kevin Owens coming to SmackDown. So you have the mid-card title switching, which I also don't really mind. I think it's a way to make the shakeup seem more shaken and up. So that seems like a decent idea to me. I had Alexa Bliss moving from SmackDown to Raw. I thought she'd kind of fill the hole Charlotte leaves nicely. And I think she's the one character in that SmackDown women's division that I go, you've done almost everything here. And she was, to me, she's been the star of that division. She is kind of the centerpiece at this point. And I think if you're going to bring Charlotte in, you make room for her by moving Alexa Bliss to Raw and let Alexa shine on Monday nights.
Yeah, I could definitely see Alexa being the person they move. I mean, if you're trading Charlotte for Alexa Bliss, I think SmackDown wins that trade by a country mile. I mean, I understand why people like Alexa Bliss. I think she's probably the biggest standout in terms of personality from the SmackDown women's division. I think she's at best mediocre in the ring. So if you're counting on somebody to deliver long matches on pay-per-view, like they've come to do with Charlotte, I think, you know, that would be a huge step down. But if you're looking for somebody to inject personality or a new personality into the women's division on Raw, I think it would be a good move. You know, she could work with some new people, maybe find some chemistry that she wasn't able to find with some of the opponents she faced on SmackDown. I'm not against Alexa moving. I just don't know if you're better off bringing new people to feud with her to SmackDown, or if she would sort of wilt in under the pressure that she would find herself in to deliver in the ring on Raw.
Do you think we get any call-ups for on as far as women go from NXT? Do you see like a Billie Kay or a Peyton Royce getting called up? I'm trying to think of people who aren't too involved in stories right now who could be kind of easily thrust onto the main roster in very much the same way Alexa was a year ago, where people went, not sure about this. And it turns out I agree with your criticisms of her in the ring. I do think things have been more positive for her than negative since coming to the main roster.
No, I don't disagree with you there. I think, you know, Billy and Peyton would be a natural fit for that. I just don't know where you put them. Maybe they'd be a more natural fit on Raw because they're, but you know, then again, you know, Raw has so many women heels at the moment. It's like, what makes sense to me? That's why
James?
Well, I was thinking Nikki Bella would be the name, but you'd have to wait for her to show up. That's the problem, whenever she comes back. But Mickey would be another decent choice, or, you know, you could potentially turn somebody babyface on that's already on the Raw roster. But it's a tough swing, you know, like I don't know what to expect in that regard from the women's divisions. I guess that kind of makes it interesting because, you know, they have to do some personality shakeups. But at the same time, there's just no, like, in my head, the jigsaw puzzle doesn't fit together very easily.
Yeah, that's the main issue I'm having with the women's divisions, too, is I'm trying to think of who you move and how you get more baby faces on that Raw side, because I'm with you in expecting Sasha Banks to turn during the Bayley title reign, unless the plan is just Bayley loses to Nia or something, and I don't know that that would be the right idea. But then you just have this deluge of heels against Bayley, in that you have Nia, Sasha, Emma, Charlotte or Alexa, if things go the way we're talking, and you've still got Dana Brooke as your number two babyface, which Dana Brooke, I think, can play a role just fine, but is not the person you want as your gatekeeper for Bayley. She's not the person you always want in tags taking the heat for Bayley, because Dana's not that great of a worker. So I don't know who exactly you put in that role, but I know that Raw needs some babyface staying power. And then I look over at SmackDown and I'm not really sure it has a ton. I mean, Becky Lynch is a babyface. Naomi's a babyface, but I don't think Naomi is capable of being the top babyface for a long period of time. Maybe Mickie James could come to Raw and turn a bit, make sure, you know, kind of reassert herself as a babyface after what I think has been a middling run on SmackDown. But I don't know who else you really get there.
Well, I mean, if you're going to move two women, I guess Charlotte would be an interesting, it would be the number one pick to move. And then maybe Nia, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, do you think Nia is really going to ascend to being the women's world champion on Raw? I don't know that. I mean, it seems like they kind of have teased putting her into positions where she's going to challenge for the title, but they're afraid to pull the trigger. And I'm not sure if that's because of, you know, her performances in the ring, or they're, you know, they're not happy with how she's delivered on the microphone, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But she might, you know, if they're waiting for her to mature a little bit, she might incubate a little bit better on SmackDown if they wanted to move her over in exchange for, say, Nikki Bella and Mickie James, like you've thrown out there.
I think Nia would be an interesting one to move. I don't feel like Raw has gotten everything out of Nia Jax, and part of that is the shallowness of the division. And we should say both of these rosters still relatively shallow. I think WWE could just wholesale add a couple women to each, but it's having the right women to add at the right time, I think, that is their problem now. But with Nia, you have someone who should be a monster, should destroy people, should just be a killer and not be around the title until she's going to win it. I think you have Nia destroy a champion like Bayley at some point, win the title and walk away and you know, kind of walk away as champion from that match and have that aura of fear. And you let Nia build up more and more monstrous cred until finally someone beats her. But WWE doesn't really love doing that with their titles. And I don't think they want to destroy that roster that way, because it's a six woman roster essentially. And if Nia's going to destroy all of it, well, what do you have at the end, unless like an Asuka comes in? But then every other one's already been destroyed, and that was kind of Asuka's thing too. So I think they kind of just, I think the main problem on the women's side isn't a lack of heels or a lack of baby faces or any of that. It's a lack of depth.
Yeah, and for, you know, I guess 6 months or however long it's been up until they started building this WrestleMania feud, or, you know, the multi person matches, they did a better job of hiding it on SmackDown than they did Raw, where they were recycling matches a lot. But yeah, it is going to be a continual problem until they're able to fill out these rosters, whether it's from NXT call-ups, whether they're just going to sign people directly to the main roster or have them do short stints in NXT coming out of this women's tournament they're putting on. You know, they're going to need to flesh out two shows worth of women's rosters to really justify having, you know, more than one match on a pay-per-view, or having, you know, simultaneous feuds going over number one contenderships and things like that. Cause it really does feel like they just kind of slide someone in and out of the title picture on Raw. And on SmackDown, they can have one or two feuds going at a time, but, you know, generally speaking, they fall off in importance really quickly after you start moving away from the title.
Yeah. And that is another issue. I think more on Raw is having other women's matches, other feuds, other things happening, the falling away of importance. It's happened a little bit on SmackDown, but SmackDown had to use all of their roster for so long. And that is something I hope gets corrected in this shakeup generally. I want to see a little more depth on the SmackDown side than we had post-draft. They made a very good show with very few parts, but I would love them to have to do just a little bit more, you know, have just a little bit more to work with. And I think adding the New Day does that. You mentioned Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That does that. Sami Zayn, I think on SmackDown, he could be a world champion. Like, there's less depth. There's usually a little bit less star power. And I think they've kind of nurtured Sami's popularity in a way. It's not like Raw has been disastrous for him. I think the feuds he's been in have been good. But I think he could end up as a big world title contender. If he were to stay on Raw, though, I would say the same thing, to be honest. I think Sami Zayn is a guy you can have get hot, and maybe an October pay-per-view or a December pay-per-view or something. I think Sami Zayn versus Brock Lesnar could be a legit main event where you have Sami getting eventually killed, but showing a bunch of heart against the monster. And it could be what takes Sami to that next level, in the same way people look at the ladder match Jeff Hardy had with The Undertaker on that Raw in 2002 as taking Jeff Hardy kind of to that next level and proving that he could be a main eventer.
Do you, I guess from the standpoint, I just don't know if WWE takes him that seriously, or at least they haven't shown that they would. Maybe a move away from the microscope of Raw, where Vince is backstage every week and seems to have a little bit more input on what's going on. I mean, it seems like the way they treated Sammy on Monday in particular, where he was purposely annoying to Kurt Angle, like it seems like they were setting him up to go to SmackDown, or at least to me. Like, Kurt's going to want to get rid of that guy because he's really irritating. I don't know if that's a major league character, though. Like, they would have to have him go. It seems like they've had him do this multiple times now, but he's going to have to go through some kind of, you know, journey to get to the point where he arrives at a character that isn't, you know, at least not close to what he was on Monday. He would need to be more of the, you know, the character that he was in NXT, which was hopeful and you know, he perseveres and he's no matter who he's in there again. Do you feel like he has a chance? I don't think they're there with him right now.
And I think you could, I mean, slowly build it, but I do think you could build that into his current character and tone down the annoyingness, which was a little bit puzzling on Monday. I have some hope for how WWE feels about Sami Zayn, because he's the guy that they chose to be in a segment standing up to Stephanie McMahon. He's the guy that they chose to kind of have in those moments of he's going to do the right thing for the right reasons. And while I think the overall message, especially of that particular episode of Raw, was don't stand up to systematic power, it will kill you. I think that Sammy could be a character that continues to do that and perseveres. And I think WWE does respect the fan attachment to Sami Zayn, even if they don't always understand it.
That could be true. I mean, I guess from, I'm just hoping he gets moved simply to get him a new creative partner in terms of the writers. You know, it seems like they were effective at using him to get other people over on Raw, but they never really found a way to get him to the next level creatively. And so I'm hoping, you know, his familiarity with the, you know, some of the members of the SmackDown writing team, which are, you know, former NXT, might have a better way to tap into what he can bring to the table. But in terms of what I have moving from SmackDown to Raw, you know, The Miz and Maryse, John Cena, Nikki Bella, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, and AJ Styles.
That is interesting. I'm trying my best to keep AJ Styles on SmackDown in my own head and my own little fantasy game, but I do think that is the major star that moves. I think it has to be, in a way. And it bums me out because I like the idea of SmackDown having a franchise player in AJ Styles. I think Raw needs a franchise player as well. And I think almost like if I were writing the storylines, I would have the GMs be able to, you know, because they like appropriating NFL terms, franchise tag someone to say, like, this is the guy we want to keep here. And I would definitely do that with Styles. You know, have Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan say, this is a no-brainer. We want to tag AJ Styles. He's untouchable. and have him, you know, maybe get arrogant about it if you want to have him as a heel, or maybe just be him about it. But yeah, I like AJ moving to Raw as well, because I do think WWE views him as a main eventer, and I think they would want him in that scene. So I think AJ will be fine no matter where he goes, and he showed that over the last year.
Yeah, I think he's just destined for Raw, because they really need somebody on, like, I don't know if you've noticed the same thing, but when it comes to Raw brand pay-per-views, typically speaking, they're just not up to the work rate standards that you would find on a SmackDown pay-per-view. And I think they want to find a way to sort of even the scales on that, in that regard. And I also think that AJ has shown himself to be a fairly big house show draw. And I think the Raw live events have been, underperforming, and the SmackDown live events have been, exceeding expectations. And so they want to try and correct that issue as well. But I really, when it comes to creative standards, I think there's a lot of matchups for AJ Styles on Raw that would be interesting. And I'd like to see him get involved with some of the big players. I mean, if you want to see him have a top tier work rate style match with a main eventer next year at WrestleMania, he'll probably have a better chance of doing that on Raw than he would SmackDown.
That is true. I would also be fine with a rematch against Shane McMahon next year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I gather you would. Yeah. But I'd like to see him, in a match with Roman Reigns, or I'd like to see him have a match with Brock Lesnar at some point. I mean, I think AJ versus Brock
would be killer in a way. That would be a very fun thing to watch.
I'm interested to see how they would book it, mostly because I think, obviously Heyman would be in charge of selling the Brock end of that match, but it would be interesting to see how he would sell it, just because of the size difference and maybe he would have to calm down Brock from being too overeager, try to get him to sell AJ as being dangerous, because there is some work to do there, just from a casual fan's perspective, because you're going to see this big towering behemoth standing a foot taller than AJ Styles. It would be an interesting match to watch them put together.
Yeah, it would definitely be a fascinating thing to watch. I'm kind of curious about that with a lot of Brock matches. Do you see, so titles moving, you see the U.S. and Intercontinental titles switching brands, correct?
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know if they would want to do that every year, but I think at this point there's good matchups for Owens over on SmackDown, and The Miz needs some fresh matchups over on Raw as well.
You mean Dean Ambrose?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Dean Ambrose.
I keep The Miz on SmackDown. Whatever Miz has creatively, whoever is working with him right now, you keep him with that person.
Does he have anything going creatively right now? It seemed like they were putting him with Nakamura, if you want to take Tuesday seriously.
I would absolutely keep him in a feud with Nakamura on Tuesday nights. Do you see anyone who got called up this past week actually changing brands? The Revival, Nakamura, anyone, Ty Dillinger. Do you see any of those guys actually changing brands?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe the Revival, if they're trying to do, stick with them having a feud with the New Day, but I don't think that would really necessarily matter. The interesting thing about having, AJ potentially on Raw is that you'll have him and Finn and Gallows and Anderson all on the same show.
I would think about moving Finn to SmackDown, not because Finn has used all of his feuds, but if the next year of Raw is going to be dominated by Brock Lesnar as champion, a lot of people think it is, it kind of seems like it will. I think we're going to get a lot of challengers of the month for Brock and a lot of suplexes and things. I would want to keep Finn Balor away from that, and especially the Demon character away from that. And I think SmackDown's a place where it could be fostered and built up, and you could build up Finn the way they wanted to on Raw over the last 8 months, except Finn got hurt.
That's true. I'm not sure exactly how they would put that together, even if they wanted to do some kind of club reunion of some kind. But it would be, you know, interesting to see them interact on TV, or if they would even acknowledge it. But certainly, I think Balor would be well served over on SmackDown, and I'd enjoy watching him wrestle because I covered that show. So that would be a lot of fun. But I mean, do you think he ever has a feud with Rollins, like a return feud, you know, just based on the injury, or is that too far fetched?
I don't think so, especially not after they did on Monday night. After all of that, I kind of wonder, I think someone from that main event tag on Monday night is moving, or multiple people maybe are moving, because you had, you know, with Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, or not AJ Styles, but Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor. I think some are moving. It wouldn't shock me to see everyone but Joe in that match go to SmackDown. It would be a big shift, especially at the top of the card, but I think WWE is going to have to make some big shifts, especially of top talent moving over to SmackDown, because there aren't obvious top-level feuds on SmackDown anymore. They've run through them, and not even at record pace. I thought it would take them a lot less time to get through AJ Styles and John Cena, and AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that's true. They did take their sweet time getting around to it. I guess it'll be fun to see how many of these trades actually go down, or if there's more or less than we're thinking. You know, they haven't really released any kind of structure for this. You know, it's just kind of the whole shakeup thing. It's just they're able to make trades or make signings or you know, whatever they decide, you know, just based on, you know, whatever Vince's whims are at the time, which seems like this is what this is all built around. But I have a feeling that we're not going to see SmackDown get, you know, the kind of infusion of talent that we're, at least that we're hoping. I mean, there seems
SmackDown will not have more depth, but they may have different players is kind of how I'm approaching it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I just don't think Vince will allow Raw to get shortchanged anyway, coming out of a draft. It's too important to him. It's too important to the company. It's too much time they have to fill each week on that show. If anything, Raw may end up more loaded coming out of this than it already is.
I think Raw may look more loaded in the same way that Raw looked exceptionally loaded coming out of the draft last year. And I think people will complain about it. And my hope is that the SmackDown creative team then rolls up their sleeves and does what they did last year and says, we're going to make the most out of this. Oh, you didn't think we had a main eventer when we drafted The Miz? Come here. Let's show you what he can do, and that they continue to do that with other stars as well. Jake, anything else to add? Any move? Like, what's the one move you're personally hoping for more than anything else as this happens on Monday night?
Well, personally, I'd like to see AJ and Nakamura stay on the same brand. You know, I want to see that match. I have zero confidence that they won't get split up. You know, just the way that they had AJ go out of his way to say that he doesn't want to go anywhere on SmackDown made me think, okay, well, he's clearly going somewhere. So I have a feeling he's going to get moved. But if you can move some people over to SmackDown, that have some name value, that are good workers, I would like to see the division continue. Where, you know, Raw is a more, you know, narratively driven show, and SmackDown is more of a work rate driven show. I think you should find the stars that have those proficiencies and make sure that they're on the brand that fits them better, because I think they try to make the round pegs fit in the square holes too often, and it's just not worth it. I think they should just have people kind of work to their strengths.
I would think so. I want to see more. I want to see work rate increase on both shows, simply because I think that both shows kind of need it, especially 3 hours of Raw. You want to see some good matches in there. For me, I think it is Sami Zayn to SmackDown. I obviously love the Sami Zayn character and want to invest in it. And I think he would flourish no matter where he was put. But the path to, you know, the path to good main events and long matches for him on SmackDown, it's a lot clearer. He would instantly be, you know, if that roster stays as thin as it's been, he would instantly be kind of at the Dean Ambrose level on SmackDown. And that would be great to see, because I think Sami Zayn in main events could only
get us all. Dean Ambrose is not and lighten up the
He could make the WrestleMania pre-show, Jake. At long last, what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, I'm hoping that a potential move to Monday will reignite Dean Ambrose, because he just hasn't really added anything to his act in quite some time. It's been kind of disappointing.
Also, I will say, don't sleep on a Nakamura versus Sami Zayn rematch. I would honestly, earnestly love to see them fight forever.
I'm with you. I think that was my favorite match last year, so it's hard to disagree with that.
Yeah. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll all find out how this happens on Monday, and maybe we'll find out the rules before then, but I doubt it. Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this ProWrestling.net podcast. For more, make sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, hit us up with a rating, and tell your friends. Also, please check out the goodness of ProWrestling.net membership. Bye!